broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2024. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. To do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. Then we're in. We actually stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, using all the checks and balances brilliantly put in the supreme law of our land. That is the peaceful solution that we the people have at our fingertips even today. I know people tell you that it's dead, but not if we the people in our greater numbers take sway. Then we win every time. The question is, will you be aboard? Will you stand with God Almighty? Will you stand with the God-ordained traditional family? Will you stand for the proper role of government in your country? And if you will, there's no way we can be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. The only way they stop us is with the divide-and-conquer tactics of the communists. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And, man, have we got a barn burner show today. First off, I got Lance Migliaccio with me. The tip of the spear, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. The Big Mig is what we're talking about. It's a podcast. It's a radio show. It's a, live news feed. It's a, I could name a ton of things that it is. TheBigMig.com is the website, but you want to go to the Rumble feed for the Big Mig. They've got incredible broadcasts with just riveting guests and a whole lot more. Lance, one of the founders and hosts, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, thanks so very much. You know, we love Liberty Roundtable Live. We appreciate your listeners, obviously incredible audience, and we appreciate the voice you've given us, Sam. We love doing the new show you've given us on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. It's a big deal for us. You have been our Jedi master when it comes to radio, sir, and we really appreciate it.
Redneck Radio at your fingertips every weekend with a Big Mig show, ladies and gentlemen, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. We are going to start our effort on affiliate relations as well. So there's going to be a lot to push and get you on AM, FM, traditional or terrestrial radio stations as well, Lance. So there's going to be a lot happening. 24, buddy, we're taking off the gloves, my friend.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, obviously, we need to do everything we can, Sam. I mean, this is a fight of good versus evil. And radio shows like yours and truth tellers like you make the difference. And we're hoping over at the Big Mig Show, you know, we've gone full out. You've helped us expand into radio. We're available on every audio podcast. You name all of them. We're on every single one of them right now. And we stream to 11 different channels. So we're really trying to get the word out. Obviously, we cover the news that nobody else wants to talk about. And we want to give everybody the ability to educate and unify the country through that.
I simply call it news the networks refuse to use because people, you know, you got to understand the mainstream press, they don't have either they have different views on stories than we do or they simply won't even cover stories that we talk about. But the mainstream press is absolutely forced to cover what's coming up in just, what is it, a week exactly?
Sam. From today. Your event is blowing up. I'm like, your speaker lineup is incredible. You've got every news network across the nation, Gateway Pundit, CNN, APR. You've got everybody coming to that event. I mean, I'm impressed, and I'm happy to call you my friend because, dude, you're crushing it.
The Associated Press emailed me, and this guy's like, do you think you guys can let me in? Because they're pretty hesitant because in the past we've had trainings that have been private for sheriff departments and sheriff's offices and such like this. And a lot of times the sheriffs don't want, you know, the press there because they want to ask candid questions. And what they don't want is a genuine question taken out of context or this or that because that's how the media does it. They lie and cheat and steal. And so the sheriffs just don't even want them there. And so we've always told the media, you know what, you're really not allowed to our events or very limited media coverage. This one, though, we've decided to take them all on publicly. And the reason we have is because Mary McCord, who used to work for the Justice Department for the last 15 years, she just got switched to Georgetown University, and they've launched this thing where they want to supposedly control They want to be the gateway about constitutional understanding. And she wants to explain. She's a constitutional attorney and an expert, and she knows, and whatever she says goes, and everything else, a bunch of bozos, and you don't know. And so she's been attacking us relentlessly across the country. A lot of that information used to be gathered at the FBI and the Justice Department and the, you know, government agencies level. But now what they've done is they've spun this off to their private sector, non-governmental organization enemies, of us at least. And they have those folks do the digging, Rolling Stone, Southern Poverty Law Center, IREHR, all these clowns out there. And then the government literally, through Georgetown University, this private kind of university slash whatever weird partnership they got going on here, it's all tied to the fusion centers across the country. And their goal is from top to bottom or bottom to top. And I say it that way on purpose because it goes both directions. It doesn't matter. They force everything into their fusion centers, which then forces all these groups to get together and literally declare war on we the people. That's how, ladies and gentlemen, when your wife or your mother or your, you know, grandma rolls down to the government school board meetings or whatever, or rolls down to city hall or, you know, city council meetings or, you know, county commission meetings, wherever you are, and grandma does something they don't like, that instantly that gets reported by these clowns on the local level to the fusion center, and pretty soon the FBI and the Justice Department are looking at you like a domestic terrorist. That's how and why this is all happening. And myself and several other people have been doing a ton of digging on this and putting all the dots together. I digress, except to say that this time we've said, look, we're going to take this to the public because Mary McCord is lying, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to prove it on the stage. And these IREHR groups and Rolling Stone magazine and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're all lying to you. And so what happened is the international press got a hold of us and said, Sam, we want to do an interview with you. And Sheriff Richard Mack, we want to do an interview with you. And it was the Russian press, believe it or not, and London press. And we're like, you know, we're not going to do an interview with you guys because what you'll do is you'll talk to us for 2 or 3, 4 hours, whatever it is. And then you'll just basically take it and put it on the chopping block and the chopping floor. And then you'll come back with 10 minutes of unfair, you know, representation of who we are and what we really said and what we really did. And we're not doing that anymore. And so we said, hey, we are going to have a public event and you all are welcome to come. It'll be a training session. It'll be a press conference. And that way, you know what, we'll record it all. We'll send it to friendly media so they've got recordings of it all. And then you guys are free to go ahead and take pictures and record and do whatever you want to do too. But we'll have the real record. We'll have the public transcript of what really went down, right? And y'all can beat us up and lie about us. But you know what? This time there won't be just your narrative. There'll be all sides of the story. And frankly, I don't care as long as the truth is told from all sides. Let the people decide what they believe in. I've been on the radio for almost 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI, the Justice Department, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Rolling Stone, they want you to believe that I'm some racist, anti-government. In fact, 2 times in the congressional record, 2 years in a row, they said Sam Bushman and James Edwards, my good friend, that we are the nexus of hate and anti-government in America. The nexus? Are you kidding me? Well, anyway, I gave a speech back in 2012, Lance. And the speech that I gave in 2012 was in Vegas to a bunch of sheriffs. And I literally highlighted the Southern Poverty Law Center and their lies about me and who I am back in that 2012 speech. Well, that speech then was called Sam Bushman, the Miracle of America. And it's a well-known 10-minute speech that's out there. And I trash the Southern Poverty Law Center and highlight, you know, the lies they've been telling about me in that speech. Well, this time I'm going to give my speech and I'm going to play a little teeny clip from that last speech 12 years ago. And then my speech this time is called The Constitution Protects Us. And in my talk, The Constitution Protects Us, I'm going to highlight the differences and what's happened and what they've done since 2012. All they've done is escalated their rhetoric about me, even putting my name in the congressional record, suggesting that I need to be investigated as a domestic threat or terrorist of some kind, the nexus of hate and anti-government in America. Well, the nexus is pretty strong words. You know, they want to tell you that I'm just a tiny nobody in the news, but then how do I get on the congressional record as the nexus of whatever? Well, I might be the nexus, but it sure ain't of hate. I mean, I'm the one that says, let's follow the Prince of Peace and de-escalate. We focus on the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association de-escalation training. And so we do so much, and so we're just going to flat out put it in their face from now on. We're going to have public events. We're going to record it. And when they lie, we're going to literally highlight their lies and their dishonesty. So this guy named Devin Burkhardt or whatever his name is with the IREHR just lied about us. He claims that a sheriff is a member of our organization. Well, the sheriff says he's not, and we say he's not. How does that fly? Okay, he's just lost credibility. And what we need to do is take the facts, shine the light, tell the truth, and the more we do so, these folks are just going to have a tough time lying about us. But literally, the New American, a writer for the New American will be there. He writes for the Epoch Times, Alex Newman. I'm just telling you, this is going to be an epic event. Let's skip the break. Why don't we do that? This event, CSPOA.org, sign up today. Here's the problem. You ready for this, Lance? We already sold out the hotel.
Yeah, I figured that.
Sucker sold out. They called me last night. They said, listen, stop sending room. People trying to sign up for rooms because we don't have any anymore. And we have actually got a few luxury rooms left, and that's it.
Which means not standard pricing. Do you have a backup hotel at this point?
Well, we've got Vegas, so there's backup hotels everywhere.
I didn't know if you had one you were actually working with.
I'm working on a specific backup hotel right now. The problem is there's so many events happening this week in Vegas that it's really hard. The National Association of Broadcasters event's happening. Now, that has well over 100,000 attendees to it. It's huge. Well, wow. The General Flynn movie event is happening that same week. And now it turns out that Steve Bannon and those guys are having an event right after ours the next day. So
you have Steve Bannon as a speaker. You have General Flynn as a speaker. Let's go over the speakers because I don't think the audience realizes how big the lineup's gotten.
You're right about that. So there's so many speakers, it's hard to really cover them all. But I will kind of say this. You're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack speak, and I'm going to speak. Those are the two representations from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Both of us are speaking. We've got several different panels happening that a bunch of people will be on. So Steve Bannon doing 4 hours of his show from our event. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. He's doing the first 2 hours of his show. And that's kind of a free-for-all because our event really hasn't started and people will be walking in and getting registered while he's doing his show. But he plans to pluck people out of the crowd and put them on his show, depending on who, you know, because there's so many important people there and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Anyway, then our event starts at 9. It kicks off with Sheriff Richard Mack. Several people will be speaking. Former Congressman Steve King will be speaking. Former Congressman Steve Stockman will be speaking. And they'll be talking about different issues. We've got myself, Richard Mack. We've got the sheriff and the pastor, both from New Mexico, where the government over COVID said shut down and they were about to crush the pastor. And the sheriff stood up and said, oh, no, you don't. And they came to the church to try to shut everybody down. And just before they could shut it down, the sheriff deputized enough people in the congregation to where it couldn't get shut down. And they literally thumbed their nose at the federal government and won. And the state of New Mexico, and one. And that sheriff and that pastor, both of them will be there to highlight what they've done for liberty. I mean, I'm just getting started. Alex Newman, well-known talk show host, writer for the Epoch Times and the New American, will be our MC for the event. We've got a guy who will be speaking on drones. He owns a drone company, and he'll speak on drones that are capable of monitoring the border. Each drone can literally fly back and forth and cover a 100-mile stretch. And if you get, you know, a couple of drones, literally every 15 minutes, drones are trolling that border and reporting back. Somebody can sit in a nice chair with a cold drink and watch all these video screens of these drones rolling, and they can point out and direct people where they need to go to control and protect the border. It's done in other countries. He actually supplies drones to those other countries, and he's bringing a drone on the stage. So that's cool. Happening. Flynn is bringing his bus to our event to promote the Flynn movie. So his wrapped bus will be at the event. We're just getting
started. I imagine, hey, if Flynn's there, that means Boone Cutler's there.
And Boone Cutler is going to be on the stage introducing Flynn and announcing that we're going to be working on a project with their team about training law enforcement about this fifth generation warfare stuff that's happening all across the country. Instead of just warfare traditionally, it's warfare in the sense that they're creating literally insurrections and secret groups in the United States, and it's secret combinations everywhere. This fifth generation warfare, we got to get these sheriffs caught up to understand what's happening in their communities, because it seems peaceful enough. It seems like, oh, help the poor illegal that needs food. Well, there is some of that, and it's true. But there's also military-age thugs coming over here in droves, and how do you separate and know who's who? Well, we're going to be educating the sheriffs on how to spot and identify and deal with those kinds of things in meaningful, peaceful, productive, solution-oriented, the proper role of government ways. So anyway, Boone's going to be up there and mention that partnership and involvement a little bit and kind of tease that a little bit and then introduce Flynn to the stage. We've got on a panel a bunch of constitutional attorneys that are taking Kerry Lake's case to the Supreme Court. They'll be on a panel with Steve Bannon on his show for one of the hours. And then we've got Mark Fincham, Tina Peters, several other people along with Sheriff Richard Mack and Sheriff Darleaf. They'll be on another panel. We've got a press conference after it. We've got a pizza party. I mean, it's all happening. The only problem is it's probably going to end up, oh, Wayne Allen Root will be speaking, well-known talk show host. I'm telling you right now, this is a scenario where this is being covered by Lindell TV. It's being covered by the Steve Bannon's network. It'll be covered by Conservative Daily and those guys.
Of course, it's going to be covered by the Big Mig show also. We'll be
actually
streaming
it'll be covered by
the
Big Mig. So there's so much going on. It's almost hard to talk about because every time I turn around, it just gets bigger and more. Every time I wake up and stuff, it's like, oh, my gosh, this person's coming? Really? And it's just amazing the support we're getting for this. It's desperately needed right now, Lance.
Well, I think it's incredible, and I think it's well-deserved. I think it's an event of a lifetime. And honestly, I have to tell you, I think you need a bigger venue, Sam.
We do. The problem is we just can't switch venues right now. But as far as I understand, though, this event can hold up to 800 people if they're, you know, they're not going to be, we're going to have to jettison a few tables and create some standing room only spaces and stuff like that. I don't know. But I'm just telling you right now, every time I turn around, it gets bigger. We've issued a couple of press releases about it. So it's in the mainstream press everywhere, the mainstream press covering it. I just saw a bunch of radio stations have posted it to their web pages, too. People we don't even know. So this is getting hot. And the big, big key here, in my opinion, is how much media we have in attendance. Let's do it. Let's do it transparently. You know, you say Sam Bushman's a racist and a thug. You're going to hear from me what I have to say about that. And then the American people can decide, do you believe Mary McCord and the clowns at the Southern Poverty Law Center, who over the last 12 years, I'll be highlighting in my speech how much credibility they've lost. They literally have one of their attorneys that got caught in an insurrection in Atlanta, Georgia, attacking a police headquarters training center. And then they said, oh, no, this attorney's just there to cover the, you know, just there to kind of monitor the situation. No. He was dressed in thug clothing related to the breach of that, an insurrection. And the judge said, no, you're not getting away with that. So while they claim that I'm a bad guy, there's no record of any bad actions on my part of any kind. But the Southern Poverty Law Center attorney got caught with his pants down and tried to get out of it, lie and say what he was doing. And the judge said, oh, no, you don't. That isn't working. That's not true. That isn't. And so now there's charges filed against this, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center attorney. Also, 20 plus states sent a letter to the FBI and the Justice Department saying, look, you can't trust these clowns. All their credibility is absolutely ruined. That's 20 plus states. Okay, and so let's just have a battle between Sam Bushman and the Southern Poverty Law Center. They've got over $750 million in the bank, much of it in offshore accounts. Lance, I don't even know that I have pennies to their dollars at this point. I mean, I'm talking widow's mite stuff. I don't have any money compared to that. But I want to take these clowns on in a very public, very meaningful, very direct, hardcore way because I'm sick of it. They can't lie and say that I'm some danger to the nation. I've been in the country for 57 years. That's my whole life. And you don't have a single violent act to track to me. In fact, you've seen me publicly on the radio, on TV, everywhere, decreasing violence, de-escalating, pointing to the Prince of Peace, pointing to God. I've got more of a track record in public arena than almost anybody on the planet. And I'm going to put this in their face like that, Lance, just like that.
Well, you know, it all makes sense. And what you're doing, I think, is incredible. It's amazing. It's what has to happen because these narratives, these fomented stories that are just obviously conspired against individuals, against agencies, it's been going on for far too long, Sam. They control the mainstream media, then they funnel it down so the narratives come out of D.C. or any other organization like the Southern Poverty Law Center. The narratives are created because they know that Sam Bushman is over the target. They know that he is covering the truth. They don't want that. They don't want the truth. They don't want the honesty. They don't want the facts, the evidence. They don't want to have speakers like this lineup you've got in Vegas talking and unifying the country. Because remember, their divisional rhetoric It's to foment chaos, right? They need chaos to make it work. They need division. They need to divide us by race, party, and the rest of it. And the truth of the matter is the country has to unite. You know, on the Big Ming Show and on your show, we always talk about educating the public one episode at a time and unifying the public. You have to do that because once it gets past the narrative in DC or whatever agency provides that narrative and it goes to mainstream media, the next thing is all the paid shills online. You and I have covered this on the show many times, but there are paid operatives on TikTok, Facebook, X. They meet at the White House. They have back channels of communication and they continue to push that rhetoric so that it becomes believable. You know, their policy is if you tell a lie over and over again and you intertwine shreds of truth, and the only shred of truth would be Sam Bushman, meaning Sam Bushman's name. They take that name, they tie in the radio show, and then they say, oh, but look what he's doing. At the end of the day, none of it's true. They've done it over and over again. And let's face it, they're starting to get sued for slander and libel all over the country. And it's about time, Sam.
Amen to that. And Donald Trump said he would change the laws to deal with libel and slander, and he didn't do it. He ran out of time, but hopefully we'll get that done, too. And I mentioned this, and the reason I'm so hardcore on this is because, look, they're literally putting me and my family in harm's way by suggesting I'm some kind of a domestic concern or whatever you want to call it in the country. It's an absolute lie. And I'm going to challenge the press. I'm going to say, you know, you claim that Sam Bushman is a racist. And what evidence do you have? What they're going to say is, oh, you went to a racist event, Sam. You went and spoke at a racist event, or you went and covered this event. Or, you know, you're a J6er. Why, Sam? Because you interviewed Stuart Rhodes the day before January the 6th. And no, the fact is I told people not to go to January the 6th. Yes, I interviewed people that were on the ground there to get a beat on what was happening and all that. That's what news reporting is all about. But I didn't go to January 6th. I didn't attend it. I didn't encourage everyone to attend it. Yes, I encouraged people to support Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers and said, give these guys some money. They're trying to keep peace in the land. And they, believe it or not, have a record of keeping the peace in the land for decades. And this time it went sideways. But I would submit to you that they lied in court about all that they were doing. For example, the Secret Service said they weren't working with Stuart Rhodes. Now it comes out in court they lied. They were. They did. Stuart Rhodes was there with their permission. He didn't go into the Capitol. He was not armed in D.C., where it's supposedly illegal to, you know, have weapons and stuff. He didn't have any of those things. And there's evidence that the Oath Keepers helped the police peacefully. They extracted several police officers that were in danger because of the crowds. But we find out from the Epoch Times, from Revolver Magazine, from the Gateway Pundit, those are the biggest reporters telling you the truth on January the 6th, and they've literally highlighted, look, the government was agent provocateur in that. And you can't deny it when you see how many incendiary devices were basically sent into the crowd. And that's something the government didn't admit to, lied about, pretended didn't happen until we got enough of the footage. We still need all 41,000 hours of footage, but we got a little bit, and the little bit puts the government in a very dishonest, unfavorable light. So that's just one example of what we're talking about. But just because I interviewed Stuart Rhodes before that, what does that mean? Well, it either means I'm involved and I'm, or I'm a journalist. Okay, and I submit to you that that's where they start to lie. Anytime you are connected, so if CNN interviewed Stuart Rhodes, then I can say, well, CNN's guilty. They're partnering with Stuart. And they say, no, the difference, Sam, is you promoted funding for Stuart and we don't. Well, that's because they only promote funding from their big pharma folks. I recommended that you support Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers because they were providing a lot of peacekeeping missions domestically in America, and they were de-escalating a lot of situations. And I believe in that. And I support that. And then you say, well, hey, you know, Stuart Rhodes is a convicted felon. And my response is, yeah, based on your lies, though. Let's have the truth come out. After Stuart Rhodes was convicted, we find out that he was working with the Secret Service. How does that work, Lance?
Well, I mean, look, we know that it was a Fed's erection. We know that there were many agencies on the ground, and we know that groups like the Secret Service didn't tell the truth. Either did the FBI. I mean, it's been outed that they had over 260 agents on the ground. You know, when they started using less lethal munitions on the crowd, that was unneeded. The crowd wasn't that antagonized until they started to do that. Of course, they start hitting people in the face with pepper balls and everything else. It's obviously going to cause agitation. So, Sam, we're going to find out more and more. The truth's going to be exposed. And I think events like yours are doing the job that needs to be done.
And I had Victoria White on 2 days after the event because she was recovering from being beat up. We'll talk about that more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley dealing with severe weather this week. Forecasters predicted intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday, bringing damaging winds, hail, flooding, and potential tornadoes. Flood warnings are issued for areas of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Early Wednesday, there were some scattered tornado warnings posted. House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Until Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. And President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. Speaking in D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized the current cost of care is excessively high while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
This includes measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lance Migliaccio with the Big Mig and Sam Bushman, yours truly on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. I was mentioning Vicky White. You know, I had on Stuart Rose the day before Jan 6th. They claim that ties me to Jan 6th. I say they're liars, and I'm a journalist, and I wanted to see what was happening on the ground from somebody I trust. Stuart Rose is a trustworthy person. Your government lies and tells you different. But I'm telling you right now, how come the Secret Service was working with Stuart Rose if I'm wrong? And I got a question for the mainstream thugs. How come the Secret Service work with Stuart Rhodes and not be terrorists? But if I do, I'm a terrorist? Got him. See, you thugs can't handle the truth, okay? Either the Secret Service should have nothing to do with him, and then you can say, well, hey, Sam, maybe you're a bad guy. But if the Secret Service works with him, how come I can't get a report from him, huh? And the answer is they know they're trapped. It's a lie. I can, and I do, and I will, and I'm not tied to January 6th in any way, except for I believe that the people there are political prisoners, and the government created a Fedsurrection, and that Fedsurrection is being blamed on the people, and sadly, we don't have anybody gutsy enough in Congress to get to the bottom of the truth. A few people are speaking out a little bit, but not really. It was a clown show on TV, which needs to be exposed, and those who carry the lies on TV need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, including when they lied in the Donald Trump impeachment cases. They said that, hey, this guy got, beat up a cop and killed him with a fire extinguisher or whatever. That turned out to be a blatant, flat-out, complete lie, but it stood in the impeachment trials. See what I mean? Folks, we've got to dig into this. Anyway, I digress. We had Vicky White on 2 days after. And the reason I didn't have her on the very day is because the government shut down all the communications, Lance, and we couldn't.
Yeah.
But it was on the 8th, okay? So the date... I'm trying to think of this right. It was basically, 2021, January 8th, 2 days after I had Victoria White on, and she basically came and told the story. I mean, she's a little mother, little girl. I mean, I'm not saying, she's in her 40s, but I'm just saying she's not big. She's not huge and stout, and I'm not trying to say that she's not tough in her own way. I'm just saying, and they literally beat the hell out of her. And now she's suing the government over this. And I pray she wins. This has got to stop. Anyway, I digress. But that's enough about our event. I'm just telling you that it's probably going to end up being standing room only, or at least very, very, very crowded. But you need to sign up today. And we just issued a press release about it today as well. Defenders of the Constitution, a conference to restore American ideals. CSPOA.org. Get your tickets today. You can also get Flynn tickets there and attend the Flynn movie. And the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is proud to announce an unprecedented gathering of American leaders, patriots, and constitutional advocates at the Ahern Luxury Hotel in Las Vegas on April 17th, coming up in a week from today, and it's going to be epic. But I've even got, I don't know if it's better news, but there's just good news everywhere with our event, with us standing up and telling the tale of truth. Sam joins Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne on the Big Mig TV show tonight, Lance.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on. It couldn't happen soon enough for us. Obviously, our schedules are always hectic. And not only do we appreciate everything that you've done for us at the radio in the radio world, Sam, but we got to cover this event. We've got to get more exposure for it. I think you're only going to have standing room, if that. It's going to be incredible. I think you'll be so sold out, it won't even be funny. But the real story is to get that information out, to take the information that's presented at this event. And that's what we want to do tonight. We want to get you on. We want you to talk to our audience and tell them that they've got to pay attention to the feeds, even if they can't attend the event in person, if they're not in Vegas or if they're not going to be there for the NAB. Please get on these feeds, watch the shows, take the information, because we're going to stream the entire day. I mean, that's our plan, assuming no technical difficulties. And that should allow people to get access to the incredible amount of information, because events like yours, Sam, what matters to me is the message, right? To unify the country, the constitutional message that our framers wanted. You just talked about it a minute ago. In my opinion, our Congress is full of nothing but traitors on the left and cowards on the right. We've got to fix this. And at this point, regardless of Trump, nobody can stand on the sidelines. And that means nobody can afford not to be highly educated on the true rule of law. They're tricking people. This Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction that they've overexpanded, the way they're weaponizing, beating up small moms, that, you know, they've got our air marshals following around people that were anywhere in the vicinity of J6. And this includes teachers and pastors and retired military and just people that were just in the area. They hadn't even attended the event. They were there for other business. We're wasting our resources and we're allowing the real terrorists to invade our country. We have 8 divisions of Chinese military in the country right now that have come through the border. We have known terrorists that are on the Interpol watch list that the FBI is looking for that have figured out a way to get into this country. And this is all because of this corrupt administration. So when you take an event or you take Sam Bushman and you take the message that he is trying to give everybody in America, that's what matters. We have to stop listening to mainstream media and we have to stop getting behind a government that's trying to destroy us from within. The traitors from within in our government are the most dangerous. So to do that, the 350 million Americans need to stand up for this country. And having you on the show tonight is just part of that because I want you to get our subscribers and listeners pumped up, Sam. Pump them up, bro.
You got it. We'll do it. I'm telling you, we're going to have Mark Fincham there giving us an update on Arizona. We're going to be having Mike Lindell there on several panels. Tina Peters will be there. Sheriff Darleaf will be there catching up in Michigan. They literally arrested his attorney because he's getting too close to exposing election fraud, and they don't know what to do, so they kind of, you know, arrested his attorney. I mean, this is serious business we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have the people at freeandequal.org there, which means Christina Tobin and those guys talking about real, honest debates driven by the people, not by some inside partisan political hack organization that controls. So she's going to be talking about election integrity with true debates over at Free and Equal. That's one of the ways they manipulate election outcomes is by controlling and manipulating the debates as well. We're going to have Patrick Byrne there talking about the deep state, honest elections. I mean, it's just going on and on. This day is literally 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It starts at 9 a.m. and it ends at 9 p.m. But because Steve Bannon's going to be starting his show at 7 a.m., doors open at 7, and it's just going to be an all-day long event. Get beauty sleep beforehand, I guess, is the best way to say it. And I will say this, too. Then at the end, we're going to have a press conference. And in the press conference, we're going to take on a lot of these clown issues that they bring up, and we're going to speak truth to power on this, okay? So, for example, one of the things they like to claim is, oh, Sam Bushman and Richard Mack like to pretend that, you know, that they can just disobey any laws they want to, that sheriffs can just do whatever they want to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have you know, Joe Biden just ignored the Supreme Court big time. He literally said that he didn't care about the Supreme Court. They can't stop us or whatever it is, right? It's just insane what they've allowed to kind of happen here, Lance, on this. But Joe Biden literally said he didn't even care what the Supreme Court said. And so my question to the mainstream press is, how do you complain that Sam and Richard Mack claim that you know, sheriffs have discretion, but then you can ignore the president literally thumbing his nose at the Supreme Court and stealing authority from Congress unconstitutionally, and that's fine? Do you want to respond to this?
Yeah. I mean, Sam, this is what happens when you have a tyrannical government, right? This is what the founders and framers warned us about. They told us this was the potential of what can happen to a country that allows its leadership to do whatever the hell they want. And we've gotten to that point. There's no accountability. There's no consequences. And when the president of the United States thumbs his nose at the Constitution and thumbs his nose at the Supreme Court and acts as though he can operate extra constitutionally above the law, that's when you know you have a tyrannical government. And he's being supported by a tyrannical Congress. You look at what's controlling our Congress right now. Dark money, foreign money, lobbyists, super PACs, book deals. I mean, they do whatever the hell they want when it comes to spending and driving this country into a mountain, a tsunami of debt for no reason at all. We continue. We're now in four different kinetic and non-kinetic engagements across the world, and there's probably more coming. I agree with you. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And when you have people that believe they can operate outside of the law, and they know they're getting away with it. It's not only a belief, they are getting away with it, Sam. Until we bring this country back to God, country, family, and until we make these people pay and be accountable for what the actions they're taking. They're relying on sovereign immunity over and over and over again. They act as if sovereign immunity is an umbrella, that's an unlimited coverage. It's like their unlimited get out of jail free card.
It's an absolute satanic lie based on the rule of law. Okay?
Correct.
They're lying to you, and it's unacceptable. And they want to manipulate words, right, to make you believe things that aren't true. Things that aren't true at all, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to play this clip of Joe Biden here, where he's literally thumbing his nose at the Supreme Court and Congress. He doesn't care. And in my opinion, where is Mike Johnson and everyone in America to impeach this guy who doesn't care about the rule of law? But they complain that me and Richard do this. Well, we don't. We only do it when they violate the law and sheriffs should stop them by backing the supreme law. But Joe Biden, he's just a criminal. And here's the proof.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
We don't even care about the Supreme Court. We don't care about Congress. We just don't care. That isn't going to stop us. See, in my opinion, that's impeachable. He swore an oath to obey the Constitution. All right. Now there's another clip, Liz, that I want you to play. It's Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. It's called Chris Ann Hall, the Supremacy Clause. Let's see if you can cue that up. But I want to highlight this because this is important to understand. They use the Supremacy Clause against us, and we're going to expose that lie right now. Here it is.
Does the Supremacy Clause prohibit the states from their rightful remedy? Because your federal supremacist friend will say, well, the Supremacy Clause says that federal law trumps state law. Is that what it really says? How about we listen to Alexander Hamilton instead of a Supreme Court justice or a federal court judge? Hamilton says no legislative act contrary to the Constitution can be valid. That's exactly what the Supremacy Clause says, by the way. Let's look at it. The Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution declares, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof shall be the supreme law of the land." You see, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Nothing else has to happen. It is the Constitution, therefore it is supreme. However, the laws created by Congress, and may I also submit the regulations made by agencies, are only the supreme law of the land when they are made in pursuance to the Constitution. Not every law is supreme, only the ones that fit under the Constitution. You can't have federal laws and Constitution on equal footing, because then all it takes is one law that supersedes the Constitution. Then the Constitution's not supreme anymore. And if the Constitution is not supreme, from where does the Congress get their authority? Just themselves. Hamilton said, "No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid." You know what he's telling us? That if the federal government is creating laws that are not consistent with the Constitution, they are no law at all.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. As Lance mentioned, they quote the supremacy clause as if that gives them godlike power. No, it doesn't. They got to read the rest of it. Pursuant to the Constitution. That means you can make laws and you can do things, but you've got to use the Constitution as your guide. And if you have laws that conflict, then the supreme law has supremacy. This was very clear to the founding fathers and is very clear. So my question to the mainstream press is, quit attacking me for talking about the law. Joe Biden blatantly is violating the law on the border and blatantly violating the law when it comes to this debt forgiveness stuff. He needs to be arrested. He needs to be impeached first and then action taken. Of course, he deserves due process like everybody else. But we need to call a halt to this con game. He's literally a thug acting like a king, and it's got to stop. And this is what they always complain that Donald Trump is. Oh, he's a bad guy. He's a king. But Donald never did this kind of stuff to this degree. Not even close.
Yeah. You know, Sam, this is, you know, our government has been operating extra constitutionally and unconstitutionally for a long time. They believe that they have been able to use this nexus. You know, they talk about, you know, the Commerce Clause, and they talk about the fact that everything in commerce they have control of. But in fact, our founders and framers, that's not what they did. They gave the federal government specifically 17 subject matters in the Constitution. And those 17 subject matters were supposed to be limited to Fort Stock's arsenals, crimes against ambassadors, crimes against the coin, not a fiat currency, crimes against post office. You know, they were limited in these 17 subject matters, and it was done intentionally. What they've done now is they're using this Commerce Clause, and they talk about the 200-mile district of water, and they talk about it coming inland to all the tributaries and the rivers. That's not true. It was never supposed to be that. It was supposed to be specific to federal zones. So you look at this operation they've created, this false operation through the federal government. At the end of the day, that's the same way that their agencies operate. They operate as though the FBI has unlimited jurisdiction, and it's because the governors of these states have allowed them to operate like that. All these cases that are being funneled into the federal system for just the biggest garbage cases that could ever be created, these cases should at best be looked at only by the state. But the federal government has created a weaponized system, and they continue to use it against people like Donald Trump, against people like Sam Bushman, against the J6ers. It's fear, right? They have to keep the thumb on top of the populace. Because they know that if we ever unite and if we ever really understand the law, because that was an incredible quote you just used. That audio clip there was incredible because she's spot on. But that's what they've done. They try to create this insulating layer that allows them to think they can do whatever they want. And they've convinced the American public that, in fact, they can, Sam.
And the fact is they can, listen carefully, unless we the people stop them. And we, the people, use our representatives to stop them. Okay? And that's what we got to understand. Our greater numbers can peacefully prevail if we literally make it happen. But Americans cannot sit on the sideline any longer, whether it's the culture war, whether it's government breaking laws left and right, whether it's secret combinations and conspiracy stuff, whatever it be. You know, but Joe Biden blatantly saying, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what Congress says. I don't care what the law is. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And that alone, in my opinion, you should just impeach him and say, look, you swore an oath to protect the Constitution and uphold the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And now your own actions and your own agencies have become a domestic threat to liberty and to the Constitution. You don't have the authority to forgive all this student debt. The court told you you don't, and Congress never gave that authority to you. Congress doesn't even have the authority to give that authority to you. In other words, if I vest authority in somebody to do something, that doesn't mean that I give them the ability to delegate that authority to somebody else. No, that's not the way it works, right? If I rent my house to you, that means you can live there. It doesn't mean that you can bring in illegals and say, well, I don't need to live there anymore. The illegals are there. No. Wait a minute. I didn't rent to the illegals. Okay, and this is what we need to understand in America. So they're lying to you about the Supremacy Clause. And at our event, we're going to absolutely call them on the carpet about this kind of stuff. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to stand boldly, nobly, independently, and we're going to challenge them on every topic. And we're going to do it publicly, and we're going to record our side of it. And I'm telling you, I think this is unprecedented. I don't know that anybody has done this to the degree we're doing this now, Lance, either.
I know for a fact they haven't, Sam. In general, people don't have the knowledge. They've done an incredible job of undermining our education system when it comes to the law. Nobody specifically understands how federal law is supposed to work and how it's supposed to be a jurisdiction of limited jurisdiction. It's not supposed to operate unlimited. And that's the key, right? You're going to create and offer and give people the educational tools that are needed to really understand where they're supposed to fit inside of our country as far as what they're allowed to do. They've got to stop being allowed to do whatever they want, whenever they want. It's government for the people, by the people, not government by the 535 that think they can do whatever the hell they want, Sam. And you're doing a great job in stopping that. And that's what we hope to do on our show always. And I hope that all these other people that are going to be speaking on stage do what's needed and they say what needs to be said, because that kind of honesty and that kind of integrity is what this country needs right now. That's what I believe in, and I know that's what you believe in. And this is a peaceful solution. At the end of the day, we have a right to peacefully protest. We have a right to peacefully educate. And Sam, my hat's off to you. I think you've done something amazing here. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show. I'm saying it because I truly believe it.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, and I know people say we have the right to protest. And I want to be a little bit clear with language on this. I agree with your point. We do have the right to protest. But what it really says in the First Amendment is we have the right to peacefully assemble. And the problem with words is peacefully assemble turns into protest. Then protest turns into nonviolent protest. And then nonviolent protest turns into destruction of property or some kind of violence. And then it was like, oh, well, it was only in self-protection. We've gone far afield from the peaceful assembly agenda, which is following the Prince of Peace, the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who we look to. We don't look to government for solutions. We look to God. Government's a necessary evil along the way. And if government is carrying out its proper role, then government only exists to preserve, protect, and to defend our God-given inalienable rights. That's the truth of the matter. When government becomes at odds to those ends, government becomes rogue, Lance.
Yeah, and that's what we have right now. We have a rogue government in Washington, D.C. And the scary part is they're being controlled by Big Pharma. They're being controlled by the military-industrial complex. They're being controlled by many outside forces. I believe the Federal Reserve Bank is one of them. At the end of the day, there's decisions being made that aren't good for the country. There's decisions being made by the leadership to enrich themselves beyond the scope of the law. If you insider traded, Sam, you'd be in jail. If I insider traded, I'd be in jail. But yet they do it unequivocally with impunity. And they're allowed to get away with it because they've created this environment of no accountability, no consequences for our actions. So I agree with you. This rogue government has to be stopped. And we have to start by getting the country to unify. And to get them to unify, they have to truly be educated. Because again, I don't care whether you're a conservative, I don't care whether you're a liberal, I don't care if you're nonpartisan. You have to think about the consequences of what our government is currently doing and the impact on everything for our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones. And that's the problem, right? They don't understand enough to stop this government from doing what they're doing. And we have to do it through education. And hopefully that will be the unification that's needed to swing the vote, get things in place, stop the election fraud, stop the funding of nonstop pork barrel legislation, and fix everything and turn this country around. And I honestly think that Donald Trump is a big part of that, Sam. I think if we don't get him in, we are in serious trouble, because I don't think anybody else is willing to do what it takes to get it done.
Amen. I sadly agree. And I also agree that there's nobody else on the stage that we could vote for besides Trump. I mean, RFK, you know, put together Nicole Shanahan. I get that he's going to take a lot more votes from the Democrats than the Republicans, and that's probably a good thing. But look, Nicole Shanahan is not your friend. She's deep money pockets tied to the deep state, to the global agenda. So we've got to really understand this. Look, we've talked way too long on our event, but we're going to be on your show tonight. Let's promote that. Look up Rumble, look up the Big Mig, and you can watch tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. We will be together talking about these very, very issues on the Big Mig platform. It's going to be incredible. I'm delighted to be with George and Lance for that. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We're going to talk about a bunch of interesting stories. There's so much in the news, it's not even funny, but we're going to dig in. The news the networks refuse to use will be on tap in seconds as you continue to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyRoundtable.com, TheBigMig.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.